إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة الجمعة بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, I will be speaking today about a topic of importance to all of us, and the topic is the etiquette of Friday. Yawm al-Jumu'ah is a day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put aside for us believers to come to the masjid and engage in the dhikr of Allah, as the ayah explains: يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. O you who believe, when the call for prayer on the day of Jumu'ah is pronounced, then hasten to the dhikr of Allah, to the remembrance of Allah, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ, and leave behind your trades and businesses. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That is best for you if you but knew. I feel it is not only inappropriate, it is against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people come in giving salam and talking to everyone. Two people in the back were conversing as though they are in a cafe or in some club, just talking as though there's nothing going on over here. The Habib is talking while they're having their own party in the back. Somebody was praying sunnah, two rak'ah before sitting down. They came a little late. The phone rings. He pulls the phone out after a few rings, opens it to see who it is, and then, you know, throws it back. Among many other things that I noticed, which led me to prepare this to remind myself and remind you of the etiquette of Jum'ah. It is very important to honor the Jum'ah as it should be honored. Let me begin with the significance of Jum'ah. Jum'ah is the day of assembly for Muslims. This is the day when we Muslims come together and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وقد عظم الله هذا اليوم ففرض على عباده أن يجتمعوا فيه ويعظموا فيه خالقهم بالطاعة.
The ulama have informed us that Allah had made this day great. This is the day when Allah made compulsory upon His ibad, upon us, to gather, to assemble in it on that day. وَيُعَظِّمُ فِيهِ خَالِقَهُمْ بِالطَّاعَةِ
And they glorify and make Allah, their creator, great through obedience by responding to Him.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ
When the call is being made, then hasten to the dhikr of Allah.
وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ
And leave behind trade and businesses. This is the day of remembrance. This is what we call collective remembrance. It is fard ayn upon all believers who are able and have reached the age of maturity to come to the masjid. Now, what are the virtues of this blessed day of Al-Jumu'ah? Do we really understand the virtues and do we really understand the importance of Friday and also the sermon on Friday? Do we really know what is required before and after the Friday prayers? These things, inshallah, I'll try to be very brief to the point and shed some light to them. Let us talk about the virtues of Jumu'ah first. Friday is the best day of the week and the most virtuous day in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is recorded with Imam al-Tirmidhi and Imam Muslim. May Allah bless their soul. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجُ The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best day on which the sun rises is Friday. On Friday, Adam was created, and on that day he was admitted to the garden, and on that day he was dispatched from the garden. And the hour will come to pass on Friday. The Prophet ﷺ said, the most prominent of the days is the day of Jumu'ah, and the most honored in Allah's sight. And it is more honored in Allah's sight than the day of breaking the fast or the day of sacrifice. It has five significant merits. Allah created Adam on this day. On this day, Allah sent Adam down to the earth. On this day, Allah caused Adam to die. On this day, there is a time during which if one asks anything of Allah, it would be granted to him unless he asks for something which is forbidden, and on this day the hour will be established. There are no angels close to Allah, or sky, or earth, or wind, or mountain, or sea, who are not worried concerning the day of Jumu'ah. And you find this in Musnad Imam Ahmad and Ibn Majah.
Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, another good virtue, ما من مسلم يموت يوم الجمعة أو ليلة الجمعة إلا وقاه الله فتنة القبر.
Any Muslim dies on the night or during the day of Jumu'ah, during Friday, Allah saves him from or her from the punishment of the grave. But subhanAllah, it is more important in the sight of Allah than the days of Eid, the Eid of breaking the fast, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, an Abi Huraira, Allah led those who came before us away from Friday. Allah deprived the Jews and the Christians from the blessings of Friday.
The Jews had Saturday and the Christians had Sunday. Then Allah brought us and guided us to Friday. So there is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thus they will follow us on the day of resurrection. We are the last of the people of this world, but we will be the first one on the day of resurrection, and we will be dealt with before all others. Again, you find Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, once he was reciting, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. A Jew was sitting near him. On hearing this ayah being recited, he remarked, he said, if this ayah was revealed to us, we would have celebrated that day as Eid. Ibn Abbas replied, this ayah was revealed on two Eid, that is the day of Jumu'ah and the day of Arafah, because this was revealed, this ayah was revealed on the day of Jumu'ah, on the day of Arafah, during the last farewell sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we have, of course, the famous hadith, all of you know, the five daily prayers, and from one Jumu'ah to the other is an expiation, kafara lima baynahuma, for whatever sins come in between them, so long as one does not commit a major sin. The biggest virtue on the day of Jumu'ah is that there is an hour during Jumu'ah where supplications will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sa'atun man da'a Allahu fiha istujiba lah. There is an hour during which Allah accepts the invocation of those who invoke Him. This is, you find in Sahih al-Bukhari. And the ulama has differed in specifying that hour. However, there are two preferred opinions. One, that time from the commencement of the khutbah till the end of the salah. That's the hour. So see, those who come late, maybe they're missing out on that portion of the hour when they supplicate, and maybe Allah will respond during that time. The second, the time is towards the end of the day, just before Maghrib. Some ulama say this is the hour where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. The fact that the Prophet left it unknown, it could be at any time during the day. So increase your supplications during Jumu'ah. As I said earlier, Jumu'ah is fard ayn. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha nudiya lis salati min yawm al jumu'ati fas'au ila dhikrillah. When the call to prayer on Jumu'ah is proclaimed, then hasten to salatul Jumu'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever misses three Fridays in a row out of negligence will have a seal put over his heart by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is related by all five. Imam Ahmad ibn Majah have similar narrations. It is obligatory upon every free adult, sane, resident Muslim who has the ability to attend the salah and does not have a valid excuse to miss it. Salatul Jumu'ah, however, is not obligatory on the following. Number one, women and children. Concerning this category, there is no difference of opinion. Women are encouraged to come with the permission of their husbands. And we say, in this time and age, we would like them to come because this is Friday, frankly speaking, unlike the time when the Prophet was with the companions every day, learning from him, day and night. This is why his khutbah was short. This is the only time during the week where we receive education from Quran and the Sunnah. What do we do after that? Whereas the Prophet ﷺ, although his khutbah was short, but he was with them 24 hours. He would give them lessons day and night. Khatira in the morning, in the evening. So women are highly recommended to come and attend the Jum'ah because this is the time when they receive their education. Number two, the person who is ill and faces hardship if he goes to the masjid, or he fears that his illness will be increased by going to the masjid, or whose recovery will be delayed, then they are exempt. This also includes the person who is nursing a very ill person, if especially the ill person cannot manage in the absence of the nursing person. So that's another exemption. Three, for the traveler, even if he is staying at a certain place during the time of beginning of Salatul Jumu'ah, it is not obligatory This is based on the fact that the Prophet ﷺ traveled and did not perform Salatul Jumu'ah, but only prayed the Dhuhr and Asr together during the time of Dhuhr prayers. And the Khulafa after him and others also acted in a similar manner. Another exemption would be environmental restraints, such as rain, mud, extreme cold, and so on. Ibn Abbas said to the Mu'adhineen on a rainy day, the callers to prayer, when you say, I testify in the adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, do not say, come to prayer, Hayya ala salah. He would instruct them, don't say, Hayya ala salah, rather say, pray in your homes, Sallu fi buyutikum, pray in your homes, because of the conditions that they are facing. The people objected to that, and he told them, one better than me did so, and that was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ibn Abbas was not doing this out of his own, he was doing it out of what he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say. All of these people are not obliged to pray the Friday Salah, although they are obliged to pray the Dhuhr. So if you missed Salatul Jumu'ah, you have to do Dhuhr. There is no Dhuhr in the day of Jumu'ah. This is a common mistake we make. Some of us think it is Salatul Dhuhr. It is not. It's called Al-Jumu'ah, Salatul Jumu'ah, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. However, those who have missed it, then they have to do Dhuhr, which is the four regular rak'ah. Another common mistake, some of us know it is Jumu'ah, it is not Dhuhr, but they think because we are mandated to pray five daily prayer, including Dhuhr every day, they think the four rak'ah after Salatul Jumu'ah is Salatul Dhuhr, which is wrong. It is not Salatul Dhuhr. Salatul Dhuhr saqatat. There is no Salatul Dhuhr on the day of Jumu'ah if you go and attend the Jumu'ah. Those four rak'ah sunnah, they are sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the sunnah, we will talk about that after the Jumu'ah. The sunnah is to pray either two rak'ah after Jumu'ah at home or four in the masjid. So if you see people praying four in the masjid, should be the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and not the replacement for the Dhuhr prayer on that day. That's a common mistake. I wanted to bring that out. Get the maximum out of Friday. How do we get the maximum out of Friday? How we leverage on Friday? How do we benefit out of Friday? Number one, praying Fajr in the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah. Praying Fajr prayer in congregation on Fridays is the best prayer that a Muslim can pray during the week. So don't miss that. Come to the masjid. Go to your masjid and pray Jumu'ah, Salat Fajr on that day. Second, performing ghusl, beautifying oneself, using the miswak and using perfume for any gathering and especially for Salatul Jumu'ah. It is preferred for anyone, man or woman, an elderly or young person, a traveler or a resident who desires to attend Salatul Jumu'ah or any gathering of the people, say Salatul Eid for example, to cleanse and to wear best attire. One should perform ghusl, put on one's finest clothing, apply perfume, and to brush one's teeth. Do we do that? Think about that for a moment. You know yourself. See if you do that or not. If you don't, you should do this. Why? Because we have so many ahadith. For example, the Prophet ﷺ said, حَقٌّ لِلَّهِ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ أَنْ يَغْتَسِلَ فِي كُلِّ سَبْعَةِ أَيَّامٍ يَغْسِلَ رَأْسَهُ وَجَسَدَهُ. It is the right of Allah on every Muslim that he should bathe at least once every week, every 7 days. He cleanses his head, he washes his head and his whole entire body. Wudu and perfecting the wudu. You make ghusl, then you need to make wudu. This common mistakes that we make, and I'm going to show you the hadith on those common mistakes that we make in the hope we correct those, because it's important to perfect our wudu before our salah, because wudu is shart for salah. If you don't have لا صلاة بلا وضوء, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, you can't pray without wudu. And those who make wudu not in the correct way, it's as though they don't have wudu. So if they pray, their salah is null and void. We think that we are performing our salah correctly. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the fard and we have the sunnah. In this al-ayah al-mubarakah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah explains the fard. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قُمْتُمْ لِلصَّلَاةِ, whenever you prepare yourself to go and pray, what should you do? فَغْسِلُوا, wash, وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, you wash your faces and your hands, your arms. أَيْدِيَكُمْ, here it means your arms. إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, to the elbows. Oftentimes, I've seen this with my own eyes with adults, what to speak of children. When they wash their face, they just throw water on their face, the front of their face, as though they have completed their wudu. It's not sufficient just to wash only the front of the face. It has to be from where the hair grows to your chin, from one side of your ear to the other side of the ear. And as the ulama explain, even for an old man who has wrinkles here, he has to get water through his wrinkles to touch every part of the skin on his face. Unless you do this, you have not perfected your wudu. With the hands, arms up to the elbows. Oftentimes, again, I've seen this with my own eyes. People wash their hands short of their elbows, up to here. Allah said, إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, up to the elbows. And the ulama said, to ensure that you have done so, make sure you go above the elbows the length of three fingers. Of three fingers. Then you have done and washed your hands. فَغْسِلُوا, غَسْل. And the sunnah is to do it three times. How about the feet? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, continued, وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ, and wipe on your head. وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. Now this waw ma'atufa ila faghsilu. The waw with wash your feet is in conjunction with faghsilu. Faghsilu meaning wash. The masih is only on the head. You wipe on the head. And the ulama have difference of opinion whether it is a part of it, one third, the whole head. Doesn't matter, as long as you touch your head with water, you have sufficiently done what is required. إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ, washing the feet. إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. Listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said in a couple of hadith. In one hadith, عن أبي هريرة said, وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Woe to those who wash their feet but don't reach the heels. They just, as I've seen again with my own eyes, some adults too, put their foot under the faucet, wiggle it as though they washed it. فَغْسُلُوا. This is not ghasl. Woe to those people of Al-Aqab who don't pay attention to their heels. We have another hadith from Imam Ad-Darqutni in his Sunan عن Abi Huraira, where the Prophet ﷺ said, خَلِّلُوا أَصَابِعَكُمْ لَا يَتَخَلَّلَهَا اللَّهُ بِالنَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says, the Prophet ﷺ said, when you wash your feet for the wudu, make sure you clean between your toes. Allah will save you from the fire on the day of judgment. He will cleanse you from the fire. And of course, we have the command of the Prophet ﷺ regarding applying perfume and siwak or miswak, the toothbrush, cleaning the teeth is very important. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna hadha al-yawm ja'alahu Allahu 'eedan lil-muslimin." This day Allah had made it a Eid, a festival, a celebration for the Muslims. "Faman ja'a ila al-jum'ah," whoever comes to Jum'ah, "falyaghtasil," let him do ghusl. We should clean ourselves, cleanse ourselves, make ghusl. وَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ طِيبٌ فَلْيَمُسْ. If he has any perfume, let him apply it. with the exemption of women. Women are not allowed to go out of their homes with tabarruj, meaning makeup or perfume. But for men, they are allowed to apply perfume. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ And you have to brush your teeth. And the Prophet ﷺ, in so many ahadith, he made it very clear that miswak, brushing the teeth, is one of the most important things to do, whether it is for Jumu'ah or any salah. And we have so many ahadith, for example, in Sahih al-Bukhari, we have this hadith, if I had not found it hard for my followers or the people, I would have ordered them to clean their teeth with siwak for every prayer. For every prayer. Why is that? Why the Prophet ﷺ insisted on that? I'll tell you why. What do you do when you pray? You recite Quran. What is Quran? Kalamullah. What is Kalamullah? An attribute of Allah. Allah is tayyib. How could you utter things when your mouth smells, had bad odor? The angels go away from you. What to speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever the Prophet got up for tahajjud prayer, he used to clean his mouth and teeth with siwak before anything. Why? When we sleep, we know what happens. We get the germs while we're sleeping on our teeth and mouth. And then you get up. If you don't do that, if you don't brush your teeth, you have this bad odor in your mouth. So what do? Before you even start uttering the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should clean your mouth. You should, you know, brush your teeth. This way, you smell good. Things come out good out of your mouth. Angels are happy and satisfied, and so is your Lord. It is undesirable to enter the masjid after you have eaten raw garlic or onions or anything that produces foul smell. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who has eaten garlic should not come to our masjid. We love to eat garlic and onions, and oftentimes other things. It doesn't only mean garlic and onions. Any food that produces foul, bad odor, you shouldn't come to the masjid. Stay at home, pray at home. The Prophet would turn people when he would smell bad odor. He would order the companions, get him out of here. I don't want him in the masjid because of that bad odor. Who can stand that? Maybe you can because it's your own smell. But certainly, the people around you are not going to like that. The angels are not going to like that. So this is very important, cleaning our teeth, cleaning our mouth. There's a lot more, inshallah. I will go over that in the second khutbah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد. Just one other hadith regarding the miswak or brushing the teeth. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عائشة, she is narrating عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding the miswak. He says, مطهرة للفم مرضاة للرب. The brushing the teeth purifies the mouth. It's good for the mouth. And it brings the pleasure of the Lord. مَرْضَاتٌ لِلْرَبِّ So that's regarding the miswak and coming clean and neat. Now dressing, as the hadith I have mentioned earlier, we have to dress nicely as though it is really Eid. It is Eid. يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ is Eid. Ibn Salam reports that he heard the Prophet ﷺ say, while he was upon the pulpit on Friday, it would do no harm to anyone if he were to buy two gowns for Friday other than his work clothes. So you can have special clothes that you wear just for Friday. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عند كل مسجد وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ O children of Adam, adorn yourself when you go to the masjid. Put your best clothes on. Wear perfume. look the best you can. That's how Allah wants to see His ibad. The Messenger of Allah insisted on wearing his best clothes on Friday. Therefore, we should do likewise. And applying perfume, if you have some, you can put it on. Again, it does not apply for women. It is also highly recommended that you clip your nails on Friday. Don't come with big, long fingernails. When coming to the masjid, sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sending salutations upon the salawat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making many prayers and salutations upon the Prophet during the night and the day of Jumu'ah. And we have many ahadith to this effect. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The most virtuous of your days is Jumu'ah. On that day Adam was created and on that day he died. On that day, the horn will be blown and the people will be dumbfounded. Increase your prayers upon me, as your prayers upon me will be presented to me." The people said, "O Messenger of Allah, how will our prayers be presented to you when you have passed away?" He said, "Allah has prohibited the earth from eating the bodies of the prophets." This is related by the five except At-Tirmidhi. And Ibn al-Qayyim says, rahimahullah, "It is preferred to pray for Allah's blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the day and night of Jumu'ah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Make many prayers upon me during the day of Friday and the night of Friday.'" So increase. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. Salah ala nabi. So we send our salutation upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he was the one who brought guidance to us. He's the one who took us out of darkness and brought us into light. And he deserves to be, for us to be sending salutations upon him. He brought enlightenment to us. He purified our hearts, all by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in gratitude and appreciation for the great blessings we receive through him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should make many prayers upon him during the day and night of Jumu'ah. Of course, there's a lot more. And I will stop here. We'll continue this subject and I'll give a summary next week بإذن الله تعالى. So Allah wills. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة يرحمني وارحمكم الله